This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
The Willows in Winter by William Horwood, read by Richard Briers.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The mole sat toasting his toes in front of the fire. The winter wind howled safely outside, sending occasional flurries of soot down his chimney. He was thinking that things were nearly perfect, but not quite.
"I must not be uncharitable," he said to himself, though an uncharacteristic frown showed he was finding it difficult not to be. "I must not be unfriendly."
He darted a glance across the hearth towards the cause of his ill temper, and looked away again.
"I must be patient, I must put up with it, I must... Oh, bother!"
The wind blew suddenly more violently all round the outside of his house, which was snug among the roots of a fallen oak tree, and an ember of the log that was burning brightly on his fire cracked and shot onto his rug and smouldered there.
"Don't worry," said the unwelcome guest, who sat in the chair opposite. "I'll move it."
"I can do it myself, thank you very much," retorted the mole in a grumbly way, quite unlike his normal good-natured self. Oh, drat!"
He shook his paw in momentary pain at the heat as he sought to pick up the ember.
"Would you like a..."
"No, I wouldn't."